Well, I've had a bit of a rough week this week. There's a lot going on in the background on the series, even. But it's been a tough week, a week where I've been angry, where I've been sad, where I felt guilty, where I felt that I couldn't quite comprehend what has come to my attention. And it almost leaves me walking around in a bit of a heaviness on me. Fearful. It's good on for me. I was thinking, you know, going, you know, I know this. And now they accept the way we're feeling right now. Because there's more. There's more. So I knew what to do. But I was struggling to do it. Because everything was just so clouded. I want to ask you questions today as I start. What story have you been telling yourself? What story have you been telling yourself and listening to yourself go back? Sometimes our lives can be difficult. We're not even realizing it, we begin believing that things are simply not clear. We go through a tough season, a hard season, and we start thinking, God has forgotten me. There's a delay in something that we think, oh, what's happening? That disappointment that the head starts whispering into your ears, no one can learn how to recover from this. If we're not careful, we start listening to our circumstances more than what we are you feeling out there? We're not hearing me. We've been smiling. You don't know what that feels like. Pray about it. You've believed thousands of them are. Speak God, you've trusted him over and over again, and the road becomes longer than what you expect. Now, I'm trying to make sense of it all. It's a difficult season does not always tell you the truth. Things are real. Disappointment is real. But I'm feeling that is the whole story. I just want to look at him for a moment. To 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah has just experienced one of the greatest and the biggest victories of his life. Picture this. Fire fell from heaven. And God is powerful. Und jetzt sind wir auf der Resonanze von uns selbst exhausted and frei. Wanting to give up. You know what he says? Ah, that anyone is But the interesting thing is, Elijah wasn't the only one left. God tells him that there were thousands who hadn't bowed their knees to Baal behind him. And honestly, many of us, we don't understand that we experience a difficult season and we start drawing conclusions, don't we? That's when we can get better. Honestly, fill us. It's nothing for me. What's the point of carrying on? God is good. God is doing far more than what we can currently see. Isaiah 55 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and they are your ways, my ways. And so I love what is good. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways. In other words, church, God sees what we cannot see. He sees tomorrow while we're still longing on today. He sees the harvest while we're still staring at the swing. He sees the finished story while we're still stuck in the middle chapter. And honestly, church, the middle chapters are often messy. Nobody talks about the middle chapter. Nobody celebrates the waiting season. Nobody at all in any strength. Yet, that's where some of God's tempers full of happens. Before he got to the palace, he was thrown into a pit. Before leadership and slavery, before influence and prison, if Joseph had judged God's faithfulness by one chapter, he would have missed the biggest story for his army. And perhaps you need to hear this here. I want you to listen carefully, stay focused. Don't judge God's faithfulness by one terrible life. Don't judge your future by one difficult season. I'm going to say it again. Do not judge God's faithfulness by one chapter of your life. Do not judge your future by one difficult season. Do not judge your purpose by one disappointment. have a good news for you today. And God is so mighty, God's calling. That God is still working. That God is still moving. Even when you can't see it. Even when you can't understand it. God is still working. The book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us this. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Who loves God today? All of us. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. It's you if you put up your hand and sing. Notice that word. All things. Not just victories, not just breakthroughs, not just answered prayers, but all things. Never think of that all things here. The confusing things. The painful things. The unexpected things. Things that keep you awake at night. We can learn to learn that, you know that. God can learn to honor it. And let's be honest with that. Some of us are carrying very many things at home. We smile and we serve and we keep going. I keep going, you're so tired. So tired. Tired of carrying the pressure, tired of fighting the battles and nobody even knows it, it's too high in you. Tired of trying to stay strong. Maybe you've wondered, how much longer? What's wrong? God is a man in all His presence. You can ask questions. Jeremiah asks questions. God is honest. He wants us to be real. Be honest with you. Bring in your questions. Bring in your confusion. Bring in the fears. Because faith is not pretending that everything is fine. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, I'm not this person. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Sometimes I'll be pouring out our lives, not suppressed. I'll pretend. Pour it out. Tell God exactly where you're at. He wants this. No, it does. That's the good news. Most of a lot of people have mistaken, but it's not the Archangel thing. Cocaine is real, but that's not who you are. Cosetic is real, but it is not for fainter. Your season is real. But something. I think we need to do that again. I know someone is here that has to give it this agreement. This season is not permanent. The storm is not permanent. The waiting is not permanent. The disappointment is not permanent. You know what I've found, what I've learned in my walk with God? God has brought me this far. It's not going to leave me now. It's not going to leave me now. Philippians 1 and verse 6 says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. Notice this on to the word. God. Notice who finishes the work. God does. Why do you remember this? Do not hold your mouth together by your own strength. It's not a call that you to figure anything out. The uncle is in the faithfulness of our God. A God who has never abandoned his people. A God who has never broken a promise. A God who never stops working. Even in the silence. Even in waiting. Even in uncertainty. So, church, don't let a hard season take me for a story. We need fear to come to a future. We need disappointment in how you're called to be. Don't let circumstances become your source of truth. Go back to God's word. Go back to God's promises. Go back to God's. Because if God was faithful yesterday, he will be faithful tomorrow. If God carried you before, he will carry you again. Make a way again. Make a way again. It took me 15 minutes yesterday. Sort out the way it's been. First few minutes. There was a mind in it. Speak to God. with power. It's only in our need. Scripture is, man, I know that half of you that you carry something with you, half season, the pain, the hurt, the disappointment. Now let me come down and forms with the Lord and come up with some fancy thoughts. It's just going to be saying, God, I'm bringing you in hurt, I'm bringing my pain, I'm bringing you my disappointments. I need to ask to hold me. Truly surrender to Jesus, not as religion, but as having a living relationship with Him. So, please. To be able to believe that. Struggling is going to let you feel like Jesus. And you can come back to him over and over again. This is so light, this is so light. How many things were they good? And I want to shame all over you today. I want to shame. He must think, oh, he's angry with me, or he's done with me. No, 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 no. So I do the nonsense. I transfer that to him today. Give him a chance when you come to Jesus in the hand of God. Now, the Spirit is praying right now for us to say thank you to Jesus. So much to thank him for.
Thank you for everything you tell
them. So it's just the same thing.
So you give me a reason. It's thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Excuse me, I'll please and thank you. Sense. There's this one.